As you certainly know and remember, the federal government stepped in when AIG and General Motors threatened our country's economy. So, should the government doing the same with BP as it threatens our environment? Robert Reich, former Labor Secretary under President Bill Clinton, says President Obama should take over BP's operations in the Gulf of Mexico immediately. Bob Reich, welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning, Lynn.
So, is this for real? You really think another takeover by our government?
Well, it would be a temporary, obviously, takeover, and it would also be something very closely akin to what's called a temporary receivership. The problem here is not only has BP a terrible track record in terms of cutting corners and creating not only environmental problems, but also unsafe working conditions, but, Lynn, there's also a problem just trusting the information we are getting from them, trusting their judgment in terms of making decisions over, say, dispersants in the Gulf. Is that a good thing or not a good thing? And also trusting whether they're throwing adequate resources at the problem. I mean, this, after all, is a company that is answerable to shareholders, not to the American public.
Although, I mean, there's credibility problems in the government. And you know, I thought the takeover of the banks and the auto industries was supposed to save market capitalism. You're basically calling for a nationalization of virtually all sectors of the U.S. economy.
Well, good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob.
This would not be a nationalization of all quarters of the American economy. Now, we have a national emergency in the Gulf, obviously the most devastating environmental crisis we have had ever in our history. And to leave the major portion of the responsibility for cleaning up the Gulf and for stopping that gusher to the company that created it in the first place just seems unwise. I think that obviously BP does have the expertise, and we should obviously use that expertise. But in my judgment, the president ought to be taking control of the situation. I don't think it's in the interest of the American public to have BP in control.
And what about, Bob, what about the steps that would have to be taken? Is this not something that would be enormously complicated, and would Congress be on board for this?
Well, look, I don't think it's all that complicated. Not only was GM and also AIG not that complicated. I mean, it was legally complicated. It happened very, very quickly, though. But if you go back in history, Harry Truman with the seizure of the steel mills in 1952, a national emergency then. The only reason, by the way, that didn't pass Supreme Court muster was because he did not have a congressional statute that he could rely on that gave him implied authority to do this. But here you have the Oil Pollution Act of 1990 that certainly could be read to give the president implied authority to do it. So, look, the public
wants this. Can we go back to economics here, Robert? And again, good morning. I just think maybe the strategy here is not to take over the oil companies when we're dealing with an offshore drilling emergency in a fossil fuel energy economy that even you have written is possibly a failure. Maybe this is an argument for the federal government taking over the solar industry and the alternative energy companies to ramp them up more quickly.
Well, I don't think we need to go beyond what the federal government has to do here. I mean, it may be very, very useful over the longer term for the federal government to provide more subsidies and more tax incentives for investing in solar. I think, for one thing, there ought to be a carbon tax to really provide incentives for industry to move out of carbon-based fuels and into something else. But beyond all of that, we've got a crisis right this minute. We don't know. I mean, we have an admiral, a Coast Guard admiral down there in the Gulf, telling us that BP is having some success right now capping this particular gusher. But the United States, because we don't have any control over BP, we don't have any control over the information, we don't have any control over the resources, at least North American BP's North American resources, we don't know for sure that any of this is true. Just a week and a half ago, BP was telling us that there were not large plumes of oil being created underwater. But a lot of scientists were saying, no, that wasn't right.
Forgive my own skepticism, but the federal government hasn't had a perfect record in terms of telling us everything that was going on or being completely in charge. And let's just go back as far as Katrina.
No, you're absolutely right, Lynn. But at least the federal government is directly responsible to the American public. A private corporation, for-profit like BP, even putting to one side its terrible safety and environmental record, is responsible to its shareholders. I mean, look, by analogy, if a military contractor accidentally launched a missile, or a food processor, a private food processor accidentally put a deadly bacteria into our food supply, or a nuclear reactor run by a private company was melting down, the federal government would have no qualms about taking over these operations and the relevant portions of these companies. I don't see that this is different. It's just on a larger scale.
And what's your best guess if the U.S. government were to take over at least what's going on in the Gulf with BP, what do you think would change?
Well, what may change is more resources, for example. BP says that it has a few cargo ships that it is now siphoning oil onto. That's fine. But we know that BP actually has 24 tankers in the Gulf. Why isn't BP using all of those tankers to siphon oil off? We know, for example, that BP has a great deal of resources. Why aren't all of those resources, $5 billion, being put to one side right now for cleanup efforts? Why is this completely under the control of BP, where we don't have the information? I think there's a very good chance that BP's expertise is being used in the right way and in the right direction, but this is too important to simply rely on our hopes. Mm.
Well, certainly an idea that will get tongues wagging and shaking up the system, as Robert Reich did when he was Secretary of Labor under President Clinton.
Now at the University of California, Berkeley. Robert, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks very much, everybody.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye.